今早晨我要讲第一家庭的故事。
This morning, I want to talk about the story of a first family.
我要讲的是第一夫人的事情。
What I'm going to talk about is the first lady.
我所要讲的不是指着布希总统夫人。
But what I'm going to talk about is not Mrs. Bush.
也不是指着从前的南希雷根。
I'm not trying to talk about Nancy Reagan either.
这些日子讲南希雷根的事情已经太多了。
We already heard too much about that lately.
这些都不过是人所加给他们封号，所谓第一夫人，是因为政治的因素。
Those are the political titles that they are called the first lady.
但是我今天所讲的第一夫人是货真价实、如假包换的第一夫人。
But today, the first lady we're talking about is the very, very first lady.
这一位称作众生之母。
And she was called the mother of all living.
也不是胡森总统讲的战争之母 ,mother of all.
It's got nothing to do with that, what we lately called everything about mother of something, something.
这是讲到众生之母。
And she is the mother of all living.
就是在创世纪里面所提到的夏娃。
And she is Eve.Who is mentioned in
the
Genesis. The very first time this Bible mentioned his name, her name,
也顺便说明这个字的意义。
In the same time, it gives us the explanation of this, what does this word really mean.
神给他亚当给他的妻子起名叫做夏娃，因为她是众生之母。
Adam gave this name his wife Eve because she is the mother of all living.
今天我们母亲节来讲这件事情，应当是每个人都有兴趣的。
And I shall make this very interesting because today is Mother's Day.
为什么叫她众生之母？
Now why is she called the mother of all living?
母亲这个字是什么意思？
Now what does it exactly mean by mother?
每件事情都有第一次，而第一次的时候并没有历史可查。
And there's always a first in everything, and there's no previous history that you can trace.
所以当亚当给他的妻子起名叫夏娃的时候，是代表预言的性质。
So when Adam called Eve, this really have a deeper meaning in prophecy.
这是什么意思？
Now what does it really mean?
因为生命要由她出来。
Because all lives will come out of her.
所有的生命都要从她出来。
All living will come out of her.
弟兄姊妹们，我们会觉得当亚当说这句话的时候，
I believe when Adam said this,
好像是稀松平常的事情吗？
Do you think it's just a very normal everyday thing?
我相信当亚当说这句话的时候，里面有一个盼望，有一个目标。
I believe she's not just mentioned this casually because there must be a hope. There's an expectation.
这是跟亚当夏娃本人的经历发生密切的关系。
Because it's got a lot to do with what they experienced.
也许有人开始就要疑问，到底夏娃是不是所有人类的母亲？
And maybe you will ask the question whether is Eve really the mother of all living?
几年以前，我想这些事情我们传福音的人尽量避开为妙。
And quite a few years ago, we're trying to avoid this topic.
因为我们不知道怎么样解释这些事情。
Because we really don't know how to explain this and how to convince people with this point.
但是两三年以前，那些研究生理遗传基因的科学家们。
But about 2-3 years ago, those geneticists that they study the genes and the chromosomes.
他们就发现人类必须有一位共同的母亲。
And they found out there must be a common mother of all human beings.
这些人绝对不会是传扬福音的人而创造这种说法。
And the people who hold this kind of talk is not the evangelist.
而且有些时候是完全是人文主义的，一点不相信神的。
And actually, they are all just humanists. Humanists, and they don't really believe in the Bible.
所以你知道，如果在一个法院里打官司的话
，So it's like when you're in the court.
你如果能用上对方的证人所给的证据。
If you can use the testimony given by the other side's witness,
那你的见证就格外的有力量。
It seems that it will be a stronger evidence.
当这个科学家们生物基础这个基因科学的人来说
，When those the geneticists when they claim
人类出于共同的母亲的时候
that all humankind are from a same mother.
我想对于我们信主的人来讲
and I believe that
是一个非常欢迎的科学的结果
is a welcome research result.
但是我们今天所注意的不只是这些历史性的关系而已
But today we're not only just to pay those pay attention to those so-called historical evidence.
我们要进入亚当和夏娃的心里面，看看他们到底在想什么。
We really want to go into the heart of Adam and Eve and just to imagine what they are really thinking.
当亚当称他的妻子夏娃的时候
，When Adam called his wife Eve，
他所有的盼望是什么
？What did he expect？
也许他们的记忆还不是很模糊。
Maybe their memory is still pretty fresh.
尤其当亚当自己必须明白。
Especially Adam himself has to understand.
因为当神造他的时候，给他一个命令。
Because when God created him, gave him a command.
而且神曾经赐福给他。
And God blessed him.
对他们说要生养众多。遍满地面。
And command him to multiply and to cover a with so many offsprings that will cover the whole earth.
也要治理全地。
And still they have to rule over the whole earth.
弟兄姊妹们，大家知道创世纪开始的故事。
And we all know those the story, the beginning stories of in Genesis.
在他们还没有生养众多遍满地面的时候。
Before they are really multiplied and cover the whole earth.
撒旦趁着罪引诱了他们。
Instead, Satan tempted them with sin.
夏娃和亚当落在罪恶里面。
And so Adam and Eve was fallen into sin.
因此他们离开了神的祝福。
So they left the blessing of the Lord.
圣经里有一个特别的语气来纪念这件事情。
In the Bible, it used a very special way recording this.
当亚当和夏娃违背神的命令之后。
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God,
圣经里面说天起了凉风。
And then in the Bible, it recorded that a cold breeze started.
亚当和夏娃就发现自己的羞耻。
And then Adam and Eve find out that they're cold and find out they're naked.
当神来呼召说亚当你在哪里的时候。
When God come into the garden and ask, Adam, where are you?
亚当就逃避。
And Adam trying to hide from him.
当神找到亚当面对他问他做了什么事情之后。
When God finally found him and asked him, what did you do?
亚当就开始狡辩。
And Adam starting to argue and starting to give excuses.
他推卸责任。
And he's starting to shrug off responsibilities.
他就怪说是你所给我的女人，他还不是说女人犯罪。
And he started to blame his family, the woman that you gave me, not just the woman.
他说神啊，现在不是我的问题，是女人给我的问题。
He said, no, this is not my problem. This is the woman that you gave me this problem.
而女人还不是任何一个女人，是你给我的女人。
And not just any woman, it's the woman that you gave me.
所以是你要负责任的。
So you have to be responsible.
弟兄姊妹们，亚当的语气就是今天所有人类的子孙都一样的语气。
So with this kind of a tone of voice, it's really a very, very common to all of us today.
若是我们家里有问题。
When there's a problem in our family.
问题的根源一定不在我们自己，是在我们的家人。
And the root of the problem is always not in us. It's always in somebody else.
若是我们公司里面有问题。
If there's trouble in our company.
这个问题一定不在我们身上。
And the problem is not with us.
一在公司同仁的身上。
It must be rest on some other colleague.
这个社会对国家有问题，问题都不在我们，是在世人的身上。
Now if this country, the society has a problem, the problem's not in me because it's always in somebody else.
所以神就面对面来对付亚当的问题。
So God just faced Adam and confront him with this problem.
他把亚当和夏娃放在应当的地位，要他们看见自己的罪。
And he put Adam and Eve in the place where they can see their own sin.
虽然神有完全的赦免。
Although the Lord has perfect redemption.
但是亚当和夏娃在行政上面的错误。
But the mistake they made.
影响了他的子子孙孙世世代代
and really really affected his their descendant
神对夏娃宣布了几件事情
and there are several things God proclaimed to Eve
他对夏娃说你的后裔要伤那个蛇的后裔
And he said that your descendant will hurt the descendant of the snake.
你的后裔要伤撒旦的头。
And he will hurt his head.
撒旦要伤女人后裔的脚跟。
And Satan will hurt the heel of the woman's descendant.
这是对蛇说的。
Now this is what he proclaimed to the snake.
又对女人说，我一定要加给你怀胎的苦楚。
And then the Lord said that I shall add the pain of labor.
你要怀恋，你要恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫要管辖你。
And you shall love your husband, and then your husband shall come in control of you.
但是对亚当的判决是什么
？But then the condemnation to Adam, what is?
你要耕种所出来的地。
And you shall till the ground that you come out of.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在创世纪第三章完了，当亚当开始给他妻子命名的时候，是已经在审判之中的结果。
So finally, when Adam actually tried to give this woman the name, it was all after this whole story.
这就是为什么今天我常常想到一件事情。
That's why it reminds me today.
他把他一切的希望放在女人后裔的身上。
Actually, Adam put all expectation, put all his hope in this descendant of the woman.
他看见自己在神面前的功用和价值已经大大打了折扣。
Because he realized that in himself, the value before the Lord, it was greatly damaged.
他唯一的盼望就是希望女人的后裔能够报仇，能够把撒旦的因素除去。
So what Adam was really wishing is that this descendant of this woman will really fight against Satan and will just remove this failure that they had before.
就好像今天我们不是每一个人到了中年以后，都觉得我们自己的人生再没有多大的盼望和价值，而希望我们的儿女能成器吗
？Just like when we past our mid-age, and we realize that we really can't do much like before. We're not no longer that young. And then we put our high hope on our children. Maybe when you're young, only 20s, or in your 20s or 30s, you probably don't feel it that as much.
到了中年以后，你才发现你自己进入中年的危机。
But after mid-age, then you realize that you're entering into a crisis.
什么叫中年的危机啊？
Now, what is that crisis exactly?
就发现我身体的力量不如以前了。
I find out that I'm not as young, as healthy as before.
我精神的力量不如以前了。
And I don't have as much energy.
我所有从前的盼望和目的不能完全达到。
And I did not really attain all my hope and all my destiny.
因此我对自己的信心大打折扣。
So I cannot no longer have such a high hope on myself.
我需要重新调整我的人生。
I have to readjust my lifestyle.
有些人在重新调整的时候不大能适应。
So a lot of people during this stage cannot really do it smoothly.
因此产生了中年的危机。
And so there's a lot of crisis spring up. 但
弟兄姊妹们，这个心情是我们都能明白的。
And this we all understand.
其实这件事情说明什么？
But what did this actually mean?
说明我们人生已经在定罪受罚的情形之下。
Because that really explained our whole life is actually under condemnation and under this punishment.
正如亚当所经历所认识的。
Exactly what Adam experienced here.
神对亚当说，你要汗流满面才得糊口。
And Adam and the Lord said that you shall and you shall be so hard in labor in order to just feed yourself.
他说地会给你长出蒺藜来。
And there will be thorns grow out of the soil.
长出荆棘来。
And there will be thorns and.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们今天人生活的写照就这样呢
？Now is this what exactly happened today?
如果亚当在给他妻子命名夏娃的时候有了一个盼望。
Now, when Adam gave this woman the name Eve, if he has any kind of a hope at that time.
今天我们每个人也都有盼望。
And by the same token, today we have the same hope.
如果我们到中年才会明白中年危机。
if we only understand the midlife crisis when we actually reach that midlife,
那是因为我们太过愚昧，要到中年才明白。
Because we're so stupid, now we have to understand that when we actually reach that stage.
若是你能够年幼的时候就明白所谓中年的危机。
If you already if you understand this beforehand, even when you're young,
你就会早早的寻见救主。
Then you will really search the Lord, and you shall find Him.
所谓中年的危机，就是人所有的危机。
Actually, the midlife crisis is a crisis of all mankind.
价值的肯定
is the value system in you.
生命的意义
is the really true meaning of life.
生活的重心
and about the focal point of your living.
在年轻人身上一样会有非常不平衡的表现
because in the young person's life, it still have a very unbalanced and troublesome phenomena.
今天教我们教会有八位年轻人要进入大学。
This year, there are 8 young people will enter into college.
一方面，我们非常感谢神给他们的恩典。
At one hand, we really praise the Lord and thank the Lord that the grace the Lord gave him. And still, we want to say,
人生的价值不在于你知识的长进有多少。
But the value of this life is not how much you know, it's how much knowledge you have.
不在于你将来能够有多少的成就。
And it's not really depend on how much accomplishment you will get.
而是你有没有发现这一位救主是你人生的盼望。
But rather, did you really find out that this Savior is the only hope of your life?
你能不能发现这位救主是你生活的意义跟你侍奉的对象。
Can you find out that this Savior is the meaning, the center of the meaning of your life, and is the one that you can serve?
我不知道这里的年轻人是不是这样聪明，能够马上听懂我的话。
I don't know whether the young people here understand and they'll be so clever and understand what I'm trying to say here.
假如你能听懂，你比我聪明。
If you understand now, you're much clever than I.
因为在我十几岁的时候，人家无论怎样讲，我也不能明白。
Because when in my 10 years, no matter how people tell me that, I couldn't understand.
但弟兄姊妹们，今天我们看见圣经里的话。
But brothers and sisters, today when we read the words from the Bible,
亚当叫他的妻子叫众生之母。
Adam named his wife the mother of all living.
为什么这样说？
Why?
底下那节圣经告诉我们说，耶和华神为着亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
And then in verse 21, it says, Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them.
弟兄姊妹，这两句话怎么会摆在一起？
Now how come these two verses were put together?
也没有分段。
And there's no separation there.
为什么？
Why?
因为这两件事情是一样的事情。
Because it was just talking about the same thing, the one thing.
因为这两件事情都说到救主耶稣成就的救恩。
Because both was indicating the salvation that he provided.
怎么会他们有一件皮子做衣服的？
And how come all of a sudden they have a coat of skin?
因为耶和华已经取了一件祭物给他们作为牺牲献在他的面前。
Because the Lord God already sacrificed one animal and as the sacrifice to cover their sin for them.
有一只羔羊为着亚当和夏娃的罪而死。
One lamb already slain for the sin of Adam and Eve.
所以亚当和夏娃才有皮子做衣服。
Then they have this coat of skin to be their clothes.
在这个羔羊为他们舍命之前。
But before this lamb was slain for them.
亚当和夏娃只能用无花果的叶子当作裙子编起来穿在身上。
Before that,Adam and Eve only can collect some fig leaves to make a skirt for themselves.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么这个分别在哪里？
Now, what's the difference here?
神的遮盖是真实的遮盖。
Because God's cover is a true cover.
神愿意他们的羞耻被遮盖。
The Lord wants their shame to be covered.
而这个遮盖是靠着耶稣基督为我们舍命流血，我们罪人罪才能赦免。
And this cover is really depend on the shedding of blood of our Lord Jesus, and then the sin of the sinners will be removed.
那么亚当给他妻子起名夏娃什么意思呢？
So what does it really mean when Adam gave this woman named Eve?
你看第四节里面就明白了。
Now if you read a verse 4, then you understand.
第四章第一节说，有日那人和妻子，他和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，并说，耶和华使我得了一个男子。
And because it's in chapter 4, first verse, it says, And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这里这个重点在于一个男子。
Now the emphasis of this verse is in a man.
不是一个小孩子，是一个男人。
They received not just a little baby, but they did receive a man.
一个小孩子生下来，他说这是一个男子。
It's very strange when the baby was born, and Adam was proclaiming that they got a man.
夏娃就在那里宣告说，这一个是神所要给我的男子。
And Eve at that time just proclaimed, the Lord God gave me this man.
所以圣经里面说，男人也是从女人出来的。
So in the Bible, it says that men came out of woman.
为什么？因为夏娃明白说，神给他的应许是你的后裔，是女人的后裔，要打碎那个蛇的头。
Because in Eve's mind, she fully understands that only her descendant, this man, can strike the head of the Satan.
所以夏娃看见得了一个男子，非常的高兴。她给她的儿子取名叫该隐，该隐。
So Eve was so happy when he got this man, so he named him Cain.
该隐的意思说，我得着了，我得着了。
Cain means I got it.
好像从前我听说这个阿基米德发现几何原理的时候，在浴缸里面大叫说 Eureka! Eureka! 一样的意思。
Just like the exact the same meaning as Eureka.
他说我得着了。
He said, I got it.
我得着了。
I got him.
现在好了。
Now everything will be okay.
我有盼望了。
Because I got this hope now.
为什么这个男子要为我成全神的事情？
Because this man will accomplish what the Lord promised.
其实夏娃弄错了。
ButEve was mistaken.
因为神所要给他的后裔，女人的后裔，不是指的该隐。
But the descendant, the very descendant that the Lord want to give them is not Cain.
是指的耶稣基督。
Is pointing to Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在旧约里面，所有犹太人的后裔，犹太人的妇女。
So in the Bible, all in the Old Testament, all the Jewish women.
他们经过神的启示，知道要他们。以色列人中间产生一位救主。
Because of this teaching, they know that among the Israelites, there shall be a savior.
他们每一个人生儿子的时候都有一个盼望。
So every single Jewish woman, when they had a son, they have this hope.
他们盼望这一位就是神所要给他们的
基督。Because they have this expectation. They hope that this one baby boy will be the one that God promised them.
我想我们每一位母亲也都有一个盼望，希望她的儿女能够在神面前有用。
And I believe all your mothers have the same hope that hoping that your children will become useful to the Lord.
但是许多时候我们的盼望跟事实是相反的。
But sometimes our hope and our the fact is quite contrary.
当夏娃得了该隐之后
After Eve, have Cain.
又生了该隐的兄弟，名叫亚伯。
Then there's a second man came out. His name is Abel.
夏娃看该隐，刚开始很开心啊。
So in the very beginning, Eve was very very happy with Cain.
等到该隐长大一点。
And a little later, when Cain became bigger,
他就越看越不像。
The more she looked at him, the more she's starting to wonder.
越看越觉得这一个不可能是神给我的救恩。
The more she looked at him, the more she said, maybe this is not the one.
大家知道在创世纪第四章中间该隐和亚伯的故事。
And we all know the story of Cain and Abel.
亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Abel is the one that's tending sheep, and Cain is the one that tilled the ground.
他们就开始，他们有一天就向神献祭。
And then they one day they try to offer sacrifice to the Lord.
该隐就把田里的出产献给神。
And Cain offered God the things come out of the field.
亚伯就拿他头身中的羊献上，又把羊的脂油献上。
And then Abel offered the lamb and the firstborn and the oil.
结果神看中亚伯的献祭物，看不中该隐的祭物。
Then the God is pleased with the sacrifice that Abel offered.
该隐就在神的面前变了脸色，垮下脸来。
And Cain just changed his countenance.
有一天，两个人在田里讲话的时候。
And so later on, one day when they were talking in the field.
该隐就起来打亚伯，把亚伯打死，把他的血留在地里面。
And so Cain come up and beat Abel until death.
这是一个家庭的悲剧。
It's a tragedy of that first family.
在这个第一家庭中间，开始有了谋杀犯。
In the very very first family, there's a murderer.
但是我想这不是一天造成的。
And I believe that just not just happened in one day.
也许夏娃觉得她毫无办法，不能处理她家里的事情。
Maybe Eve was so helpless, she just couldn't solve the problem between these two brothers.
是不是我们的父母亲，我们的母亲有时候也觉得对她的儿女毫无办法？
Now is it so that a lot of times our parents just feel that we just can't do anything for our children.
因为罪已经进到世界里面。
Because sin already entered into this world.
借着亚当和夏娃，罪已经进入全人类。
Through Adam and Eve, sin is already in control of the whole mankind.
她是全人类的母亲。
Because sin is actually the mother of all mankind.
结果她是全罪人的母亲。
And indeed, Eve became the mother of all living and the mother of all sinful living.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们也天天在想。
So a lot of times we're thinking.
为什么？夏娃不在她犯罪以前就先生一个儿子多好呢？
Now why this wouldn't be much nicer if Eve can give birth to a child before they fall?
我们胡弟兄是做 computer 的。
And our brother who is as computer experts.
我们另外有 Cassandra 姊妹也是 computer 的，做 computer 的。
And there's our sister Cassandra is also a very very good in computer.
当她把一个电脑送给我的时候
，When she gave me a computer，
她说你头一件要紧是记住事情哈。
She said the very very first thing you have to remember
是什么？大家学电脑知道
？Now do you all know what's the very very
啊？每一件事情，你先做一个 copy。
Now, you just have to have a copy of everything.
每一样你做的东西，马上就做一个 copy.
Everything you're trying to do and keep a copy first.
结果我没有听他的劝告。
And I didn't follow that advice.
有一天，我们的电脑出了问题，
One
许多资料完全受了伤害。
One day, our computer is down and our data was just all messed up.
弟兄姊妹，你想是不是？如果夏娃先生了一个无罪的儿子，不是很好吗
？So wouldn't it be nice if Eve give birth to a sinless son first? Wouldn't that be nice?
有很多神学的理论，许多异端就从这个观点出发了。
So a lot of theological theories and even heresies started out from this point.
其中最出名的就是这个摩门教的理论。
And among them, the theory about Mormon.
摩门教就说，你看在创世纪里面，神对亚当和夏娃说，你要遍生养众多，遍满全地，要治理这个地。
And they claim and see this is the command from the Lord that they shall multiply and cover this world and take control of this whole world.
他说这件事情一直到夏娃亚当犯了罪才开始。
And they claim that this only happened after they sinned.
因为他说亚当夏娃没有犯罪的时候，一点事情都不懂。
They say that before they sinned, they didn't understand anything.
所以他们不会生养儿女。
So it won't be possible for them to give birth to any kids.
他们把神圣的婚姻看作罪的结果。
They view the matrimony, this very holy matrimony, as a result of sin.
所以他们也说夏娃犯罪是不得已的，她也没有责任。
So they say that when Eve was sinned, she couldn't help herself because that's not her responsibility.
所以他们的教条里面认为，借着错误的事情达到正确的结果，还算是对的。
So they say now just by the by this mistake, they can still accomplish, they can still fulfill the right.
你知道摩门教赞成多妻制度。
So they have this polygamy in Mormonism.
我想也是跟这些教训有关系。
I believe this all can trace back to this.
但是我们不是不敢像摩门教一样说夏娃犯罪是必须的。
So we really dare not to say that this is necessary for Eve to sin.
我们只能说在这件事情中间有神的管理和神的主权。
And we can only say that God's authority and God's governing is still on it.
因着夏娃犯罪的结果
Because of the result of sinning,
他需要一位救主。
Eve needs a savior.
因着罪人的后裔借着夏娃产生。
Because all the descendants of the sinner,
所以所有的罪人都需要一位救主。
So we're all sinners and we all need savior.
亚伯在田里面牧养。
Abel was tending the sheep in the field.
该隐却在那里种地。
And Cain was tilling the ground.
这是两种不同的生活形态。
They have two totally different lifestyles.
这是两种不同的人生哲学。
And they have totally two different philosophies in their life.
刚才我们比较过羊皮和无花果树。
And we had the comparison before about this coat of skin and the fig leaves.
无花果树是不要流血的。
And the fig leaves, you doesn't need anybody to shed their blood.
是一种没有罪、没有血的宗教。
It's a religion of no blood.
所以该隐拿田里的出产献祭给神的时候，他就忽略了必须有一位羔羊为他流血。
So when Cain offered the sacrifice from the fruit of the field, he just totally forgot there should be a lamb that should be slain.
他就完全不能接受神给他的预备。
He does not understand and receive the provision from the Lord.
他反而觉得自己的行为努力能够讨神的喜悦。
And he felt that his hard work and can please God.
所以他用田里的出产代表他一切人生的劳苦和成果。
So from the fruit of this field, that's a representative of all his labor and his effort.
我想他到神的面前献祭的时候也是理直气壮的。
So I believe when he offered this sacrifice, he must be pretty rightful.
他到神的面前觉得说你看我做得不错。
He said, look, you know, I'm doing okay.
但是亚伯不同。
But Abel's different.
亚伯到神的面前献祭。
When Abel offer sacrifice to the Lord.
我想他不能忘记这只羔羊为他舍命那个情景。
And I believe he will be reminded that there's a lamb was slain for him.
因此他到神的面前献祭，他一定不是趾高气昂的。
So I believe he's not so feeling so right all righteous when he offered the sacrifice.
可能他到神的面前的时候是说：“神啊，你看。”我是一个可怜的罪人，今天若不是借着羔羊流血，我不能到你的面前来。
Maybe he offered this sacrifice, saying, "Lord, I'm but a sinner. Unless this lamb was slain for me, I cannot really come before you."
所以他就到神的面前说：“神啊，你可怜我是个罪人。”
So he might come. He said, "Lord, have pity on me. I'm a sinner."
可能他举目望天也不敢。
Maybe he dare not even look up.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我讲的比喻是在耶稣基督讲的比喻的事情中间。
You know, this is exactly what Jesus was giving. This is one of the parable Jesus gave.
耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻，说有两人到神面前献祭。
Because Jesus said that the two persons come before come to the temple and give sacrifice.
一个是法利赛人。
One is the Pharisee.
他到神的面前献祭，说：“神啊，你看我不像这个人那个罪力在旁边，我不像这个人犯罪，我所得的十分之一都献给你，我做什么事情？”
Like the Pharisees come before the Lord and say, "See, Lord, I'm not like this tax collector, and I come before you, I give you my tithe of everything."
那个那个罪吏举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
And then yet the other the tax collector, they're not even to look up, but just there and pounding on his chest and saying, "Lord, I am a sinner and have pity on me."
弟兄姊妹们，这两个兄弟为什么有这样不同的？
Now, how come these two brothers have this two totally different behavior?
我不晓得。
I have no idea.
但是夏娃有没有能力可能改变该隐跟亚伯？
But is it possible for Eve to change Cain?
弟兄姊妹们，我想这些是每一个父母亲要问的问题。
I believe this is a question all parents would like to ask.
我想我们所看见的答案也是值得我们努力追求的。
And I believe the answer we see here is what we can seek after.
我相信家庭有责任，尤其母亲、父亲有责任把属神的事教导儿女。
And I believe in the family, the parents has the responsibility to teach their kids about God.
亚伯为什么会选择牧羊？
How come Abel choose to tend the sheep?
恐怕跟他生下来以后看见父母亲身上的皮子有关系。
And maybe that's got something to do with the coat of skin that he saw on his parents.
这不是一个自然的东西。
Now this is not a very natural thing.
皮应当是在羊的身上的。
Where the coat of skin is supposed to be on the sheep.
怎么会到我父母的身上来？
How come this coat of animal should cover my parents?
哦，它是为了遮盖我父母的羞耻。
Yes, that was for covering of the shame.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们做父母的不怕让儿女知道我们是个罪人。
Now, if as a parent, if we are not afraid to tell our kids that we are sinners,
我们就不会把该隐的宗教给他们。
Then we will not give them the religion of Cain.
我们不会说，你看你的父母很不错，你也要像我一样。
Because we won't tell our kids, see how great we are, and you shall be like us. We work hard.
我们说我们是个罪人。
We say we are but sinners.
我们一样在神的面前需要恩典。
We still need grace from the Lord.
所以你要认识神给你预备的救恩。
So you have to understand, you have to recognize the salvation that God provided you.
家庭教育对儿女有多少的影响？
The education in the family can really greatly affect our kids.
也许我们没有办法完全的测量。
Maybe we cannot even estimate, understand.
但是明显我看见在亚伯的身上有家庭教育的因素。
But very, very clearly we can see in Abel that there's a family education.
那你说为什么该隐没有看见？
Then you say, well, how come Cain didn't learn that?
我不能回答。
I can't answer that.
因为有太多的因素。
Because there's so many factors.
我们也知道家庭里面很多时候十个儿女长大都不一样。
We all know if you have 10 kids, they all come out different.
我们必须允许神给人不同的选择的机会。
We have to acknowledge that God gave us a free choice.
但是我们也相信在家庭中间父母敬虔爱神的榜样多半会影响神的儿女。
But I do believe if the parents are obedience, are honoring God, that will definitely affect your kids.
弟兄姊妹们，当该隐和亚伯相打的时候，
So I believe when the two brothers were fighting,
这个夏娃不是失去一个儿子，
Eve did not just lose one son,
她失去两个儿子，
She lost both.
因为该隐被赶逐离开神的面，
Because Cain was chased away from out of the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们没有把儿女带到神的面前，
So if we did not bring our kids before the Lord,
我们已经失去我们的儿女。
We already lost them.
因为他们不在神的面前。
Because they are not in the presence of the Lord.
有一天他们就被赶逐离开住在挪得东边的地方。
Eventually one day they will be chased away and live in a totally different place.
他们活在定罪恐惧中间。
They will be living under the condemnation, under fear.
这个家庭是个破碎的家庭。
And that family is already a broken family.
但弟兄姊妹，感谢神一件事情。
But praise the Lord.
也许夏娃在刚刚得到该隐的时候，她没有这么多的启示。
Maybe when Eve first got Cain, she did not have so much revelation.
因为她没有太多的历史可以给她学习。
Because she cannot trace back too much history.
除了她自己的犯罪经历之外。
Besides her own experience of sin.
除了她自己在教养儿女失败的事情上。
Besides her own failure in raise up the kids.
感谢神，我们都是因着失败而更加智慧的人。
But we all become wiser because of our failure.
夏娃又得了一个儿子。
And then Eve had another son.
给这个儿子起名叫做赛特。
And she called him Set.
亚伯的名字什么意思？
And what does it mean? What does Abel mean?
亚伯的名字意思是一口气。
Abel means a breath.
我相信可能该隐生下来之后，夏娃看该隐越看越不像。
Maybe when Cain was born and more and more Eve found out that Cain is not the one.
她常常叹气。
And she sighs a lot.
所以亚伯生下来之后，她也叹了一口气。
So when Abel was born, and she just sighed.
但另外一方面，亚伯的意思又可以说人就是一口气。
Another meaning means that Abel is man but a breath.
亚伯不过是一口气，所有的人类也不过是一口气。
And Abel but a breath, and all so are all human beings.
新约里面雅各怎么样说？
In the book of James,
雅各说，你们的生命不过像是一口气。
He said, "Your life is but a breath."
你们的生命像是云雾。
It's like the cloud.
出现少时就不见了。
It just appeared a little bit and then disappeared.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们没有遇见主耶稣的时候，我们生命都是虚空的。
Now, before we met the Lord, our life is all like that.
你知道这个名字取得真有意思、啊。
You know, this name is really meaningful.
取了该隐，该隐不是该隐。
And when he named Cain, and Cain is not really the one.
取名字亚伯，亚伯真是亚伯。
And when he named Abel, he's really the Abel.
弟兄姊妹懂得意思吗？那个好的就没有了。
And it seems that the one that's really fulfilled the name is just gone.
你叫他好的。
When you call somebody with a good name, and it's just gone.
神再给亚当和夏娃一个儿子，他起名叫赛特。
Again, they got another son, name is Seth.
赛特是什么意思？
Now, what does it mean?
赛特是意思叫做新的苗。
It means a new beginning, new shoot.
新苗。
It's a new shoot.
虽然很小。
Although it's very, very small.
虽然很软弱。
Although very, very weak.
如果你要摧残它，那个苗也经不起摧残。
And it cannot really take too much abuse.
但是这个苗就有生长的能力。
But it's a seedling, it has the power to grow big.
这个新苗代替了亚伯，也代替了该隐。
It replaced Abel and both Abel and Cain.
弟兄姊妹们，赛特也可以说的就是耶稣基督。
And we believe that also here means Jesus.
耶稣基督代替了。他成了人类一切的盼望。
Because Jesus became the hope of all mankind.
不是我们自己天然宗教性的努力。
It's not our religious effort.
而是我们接受耶稣基督完全的救恩。
But rather we receive the perfect salvation from Jesus.
亚伯已经死了。
Abel already died.
他的信心在神的面前说话。
And his faith still speaks before the Lord.
赛特却是给亚当和夏娃一个新的盼望。
But Seth gave Adam and Eve a new hope.
我们也看见赛特果然成了神拣选的族类。
Indeed, Seth eventually become this children of God.
从他产生挪亚。
And from him, Noah comes out.
从挪亚之后产生亚伯拉罕。
And after that, Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕之后产生大卫。
And after that is David.
从大卫之后产生耶稣基督。
After that,as Jesus Christ.
神在耶稣基督身上完成了对于夏娃的应许。
So in Jesus Christ, God fulfilled His promise to Eve.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们思想亚当和夏娃的家庭
，So we're thinking about when we think about this family.
今天对于母亲节，我们承认对于夏娃所经历的辛苦的心路历程，我们应当相当的同情。
We should be very sympathetic to this hardship of what Eve experienced.
这绝对不是一个完美的家庭。
I believe that family is not as far from perfect.
但是我相信我们每个人家庭也不能说是完美。
And I believe all our families are not, we cannot really claim that they are perfect.
但是有喜乐，有的。
But we have joy.
该隐是一个喜乐。
Because Cain is a joy.
亚伯是一个喜乐。
And Abel is also a joy.
但是不是长久。
But those joys are just temporary.
一直到赛特。
Until Seth.
当亚当和夏娃他们所经历的失败成为他们的功课之后。
When the failure of Adam and Eve become a good lesson to them.
我相信亚当夏娃在神的面前开始有一个真实的信心和长期的等候。
And I believe in the, before Adam and Eve will have a long suffering or waiting before the Lord.
他取他的名字 取名叫赛特。
The name is Seth.
是不是他已经明白这不是立刻的答案。
Does that mean that they already understand this is not the immediate answer that from the Lord?
而是需要长远的等候，一直到新苗结实吐穗，结成完整的籽粒来。
Rather, they have to wait for this new shoot to really grow gradually and eventually will flower and bear fruit.
我们再也没有看见亚当夏娃记载多少故事。
And we no longer see much story recorded about Adam and Eve.
在他们的家庭中间已经给我们太多的功课叫我们可以学习。
But in their family already gave us plenty of lessons to learn.
我相信弟兄姊妹默想的时候一定还有更多的了解。
I believe when you meditate upon this story, you will have new understanding.
假如我们不能从过去历史学的教训。
If we cannot learn lessons from the history,
我们就要重蹈历史的错误。
Then we will eventually make the same mistakes.
但是如果我们接受亚当和夏娃所给我们的见证。
But if we should receive this testimony of Adam and Eve,
让我们的盼望都放在耶稣基督身上。
And then we shall cast all our hope on Jesus Christ.
并且在我们的儿女身上给他们最好属灵的教育。
And then for our children, we give them the best spiritual lessons.
也让他们的信心和盼望放在耶稣基督身上。
And so that they will have their hope and their faith in Jesus Christ.
他才是真正人类的救主。
And he will become, he is eventually the true savior of all human.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，今天早晨愿耶稣基督的救恩在这里向众人显明。
Lord, we pray that this morning the salvation of our Jesus Christ will reveal to everyone.
借着我们家庭中所经历的这一切失败和管教和痛苦。
From the failure of what we experience in our own family, about discipline, about suffering.
叫我们能够回到你的面前
so that we can come back before you
承认你是我们的救主
and to acknowledge that you are our Savior
主我们也把所有的母亲们放在你的眼前
Lord, we shall also commit all our mothers before you
让他们知道生养儿女的重要
and then they know the importance of the give offsprings
也能够把耶稣基督的救恩带给他们的子女
And bring the salvation of Jesus Christ to their children.
主，我们赞美你，我们都是接受你的救恩而蒙福的人。
Lord, we praise you because we are all blessed.
因此，我们求你祝福个人的家庭。
So we pray your blessing be upon all the families.
让我们离弃该隐的道路。
And we shall forsake the way of Cain.
拣选亚伯和赛特的道路。
We shall choose the way of Abel and Seth.
让我们跟随耶稣基督
and so that we will follow Jesus
让我们能够讨神的喜悦
and we shall please God
叫我们真正的满足
so that we will have true satisfaction
我们这样祷告
we pray
靠耶稣基督的名
in Jesus name
Amen,
Amen.